to the polls. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. High gas prices could make a big difference in the midterms. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports from Capitol Hill.
They could cost Democrats some pretty critical seats. The AP reports new analysis by independent energy research firm Clearview Energy Partners shows that gas prices over the past month rose above the national average in 18 states, which are home to 29 potentially at-risk House seats. On the Senate side, that same analysis revealed voters in key battleground states, Nevada and Pennsylvania, are sensitive to energy prices. And we know that those two states could decide which way the Senate swings.
President Biden plans to release 15 million barrels of oil next week from the Strategic Reserve. Crime, another big election issue, especially in New York. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul says a plan has been rolled out to reduce crime on the New York City subway system.
We have a crime-fighting strategy. We've leaned into proven law enforcement strategies, investing in new technologies that'll make a difference. And we're providing New Yorkers the support and the help they need. Here's what we're calling it. Cops, cameras, care.
Hochul is running against Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, who is narrowing her slim lead. Authorities in Texas say two workers inside the Methodist Dallas Medical Center were shot and killed today. The suspected gunman was shot and wounded by police. The hospital issuing a statement calling the incident an unimaginable tragedy. The victims' names have not been released. And Red Bull co-founder and Austrian billionaire Dietrich Mateschitz has died. He was also owner of the Red Bull Formula One racing team. Mateschitz was 78. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Changes may be on the horizon for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and what's to come with the new Congress. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
It's an understatement to say that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is coy about her political future. Pelosi sticks to a singular mantra.
First we win, then we decide.
Pelosi hinted this would be her last term when Democrats considered imposing term limits for leader. But nothing's locked in. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is looking to become Speaker if Republicans win the House. But McCarthy stumbled to become Speaker 7 years ago after suggesting the GOP only investigated Benghazi to undercut Hillary Clinton.
It's believed that Kevin McCarthy will succeed if he is backed by former President Trump. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, however, is not favored by the former president. That former president is now holding a rally in Robstown, Texas, outside of Corpus Christi. Trump in the Lone Star State to support Republican candidates in the reelection of Governor Greg Abbott. He also had this prediction on the midterms.
And we are going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi, and she's nuts. She's crazy. We're going to end her political career. Her political career is going to be ended once and for all under Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the radical Democrat Congress. The Texas way of life is under siege. Biden and the far-left lunatics are waging war on Texas energy workers. Can you believe this? They're against oil, God, and guns.
Close races are expected in at least two Texas districts for the House. Wildlife authorities in Washington State killed a black bear after it charged and injured a woman near a downtown park in the town of Leavenworth. The bear's two cubs were captured and taken to a wildlife rehabilitation facility. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.